Welcome to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast. We're so happy you're here today to learn about how to create fresh perspectives on profitability, people, productivity, and finding peace in your small business. Today, listeners, we have a different focus. It's about how to accept the holidays as a small business owner. And we get it. There's so much to do to wrap up the year well, prepare how to start the year powerfully, but perhaps most important, it's about how to take care of yourself so you're rejuvenated as the calendar flips to January 1st. So I would like to say hello, business rock stars. My name is Maggie Mongan. I am your host today. I'm a multi-time number one international best-selling business author, small business thought leader, and growth strategist for 20 years now. I am the CEO of Brilliant Breakthroughs, Inc., which is a coaching practice that specializes in guiding small businesses to optimize business performance and leadership. If you're new to our show, you'll quickly notice that I honestly believe that small businesses are the accelerant of our economy, that inadvertently I ended up creating a number one best-selling book series for small businesses. But don't worry about that. We'll share a little bit more about that later. Most importantly, I would like for you to realize that, like all good things that come together, we don't do it alone. We don't do it alone at all. And that's why I invited tenured experts to join me in sharing messages for you in our book series. And today we have with us one of our tenured experts, number one international best-selling business author, Susan White. She's in the house and I can barely hear her as she's in the background going, woo, woo, woo.
Not to be so dauntingly overwhelming. Isn't there enough of that going on with the holidays?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Everything is beyond grand this year. And I get it. You know, we're coming out of COVID, or if that is ever a thing, but people are getting back to the way things were. For good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. But there's like a grandiose feeling in the air, more than normal.
There's some kind of feeling. And you know what I've discovered? The feeling changes. You might only just move a foot or two, and the feeling changes.
Okay.
You move backwards, you move here. Yeah, there's a lot of feelings in the air. And I think that that's crucial to talk about today during our podcast.
Well, I love that. Yes. So everyone, you know, a big welcome to Susan. She's a rock star. And everyone, it's really important for you to know who she is, because Susan White works with struggling individuals and small businesses to consciously or intentionally move through their challenges by exploring the now and clarifying their goals so they can create and deliver their intended transformation. It might make more sense if I tell you that Susan White is a licensed clinical social worker. Yeah. So she's doing all this awesome transformation day in, day out with a myriad of people. And she's here to bring us some really cool stuff. And Susan, I want to thank you because you did something really cool. Our book series, number one best-selling book series for small businesses, is titled Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And the subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business. And you're not just an author in our series. You wrote in three different volumes. You shared about what hope is and isn't, and how it can work for and against us, and to be mindful of that. Right. You also wrote about the willingness to succeed, right?
Huge.
Not success, but the willingness. And yeah, huge. Mm-hmm. And then this last volume, volume five, you did something really cool. You talked about the real deal of authentic relationships.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lot of awesome going on here, and authenticity is what it's all about. And I think during the holidays, we get lost. Our own selves get lost in all of the hustle and bustle.
It's very easy to get lost. That's for sure.
Right. And it's not even that it's bad. We can get lost when there's a lot of awesomeness too, right?
You know, that word lost and the concept of lost is fascinating to me, because that concept means that we don't know exactly where we're going. Like, we should always have a map and a destination and know exactly where we're going and exactly what we're going to see along the way. And exactly, life is not like that. Heck, we are not like that, because we are critters energetic critters. And I can tell you that one of the words that you used is rejuvenated earlier in the podcast. And I was thinking to myself, there is no way I'm going to enter the new year rejuvenated, because all I've been doing is expending energy and then reviving myself and expending energy and reviving myself. And that's what my holidays are like. And you know, Maggie, one of the things I think about is, if that's what my holidays are like, I bet a lot of the other people out there are experiencing the exact same thing.
Oh, I imagine we are. So Susan, thank you for making it real. Authenticity in relationships. I love it. You're definitely walking your talk. But why don't we talk about the significance this time of the year brings for small business owners? Well, for everyone, actually. But small business owners, we get to look at this with an additional flavor or two added to it. So significance, you want to unpack that for us?
Well, we have personal significance, and then we have the significance of being in business. What is your business? Is it related to this time of year? Is it a business that relies on this time of year? Is it a business that has already passed? You know, the prime time has passed, and you're kind of coasting into the end of the year and doing a lot of planning for the coming year. What business are you in? What do you need to be doing? I go back to that expending and reviving piece. There's a lot of crazy making this time of year, whether it's personal crazy making, scheduling, people visiting, weather. Oh my gosh, you know, everybody's so focused on the weather now. Here in the Midwest, it's kind of a mystery what the weather is going to be. Is it going to snow like crazy? Are we going to be housebound? Are we going to be, you know, have great weather? Who knows? So we're just trying to live in the moment with that plan of where are we headed? What are we doing? And that's where the crazy making comes in. You know, Maggie, when I think about significance, I think about my significance as a human.
Right.
Because I don't really care what's going on with anyone else. And that sounds very thoughtless, especially for someone who's a therapist. But the reality is, if I'm headed to the airport to pick up somebody, that's my focus. So if I have something that comes up during that time, I'm still going to the airport to pick up that someone, because they're dependent on me. And then layer that with parents who have children, people who are going through grief and loss, struggling financially, managing expectations, traditions that can't be carried out this year because either somebody isn't available, that person is deployed, that person is traveling a lot for business. I mean, we're all over the place. So I was kind of joking when I was talking about moving to the right, moving to the left. There's different levels of energy wherever you turn, but it's really not a joke. It's really and genuinely true in the whole process of crazy making and how significant that can be during this year.
You know, I find that very fascinating how you just crack this open, and it's wide right now, because I bet a lot of people are thinking about, excuse me, traditions, in what serves and what doesn't, what has been dropped, what is valued, what isn't valued anymore. And I know somebody who said that they're a grandfather of two babies that are about to appear on the planet within the next 2 weeks. And I was just thinking about, wow, how different that family's holiday is going to be, and the flexibility that they need to have to accommodate life circumstances, which are beautiful. And sometimes life circumstances aren't beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. And for this particular grandfather, if he doesn't recall that when his own children showed up or child showed up, that child ran the show. And that's going to happen with two grandbabies. And if these grandbabies are in separate homes, oh my goodness, their holiday's up for grabs because nobody's in charge except those two babies now. They don't know anything about what else is going on. And that's what we do as human beings. You know, we're coming out of COVID, but guess what? People are still getting sick. We have the other virus. What is it? A something with the lungs.
RVS.
Okay. I'm not as astute to that as I should be. But the reality is we're going along, and as we're expending and reviving and running out of gas and rejuvenating just to keep up with work, life, family, taking care of ourselves, sometimes we get sick and we have no options except to just manage ourselves and manage our illness.
Right.
Talk about having a lack of control.
Well, it is. And as you're saying that, I'm fighting a cold. I traveled over Thanksgiving and I got an old-fashioned cold. How do you like that? An old-fashioned cold.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, fine. This slows me down with what my intentions were. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I know it's going to pass and I just need to be with it and be extra mindful of my self-care during this time to make sure that I don't burn out, as so many people do, like you said, rejuvenate. That's not so common.
Oh, absolutely not. And a word that I am using more and more these days is management. We really need to manage ourselves and manage what's significant or not significant. With the holidays, there's a lot of intention, individual intention. Some people think about the holidays as being about the kids and about Santa. Some people are very focused on a Christian meaning, a Jewish meaning, a religious sort of significance, a spiritual sort of significance. Whatever, and I'm sure I'm missing a whole bunch, not to offend anyone who's listening, but certainly there's so many different intentions and meanings of this time of year. Mine's important to me. It may not be important to you, and we all need to be mindful that this is just a pressure cooker, crazy making time of the year. How's that? Pressure cooker, crazy making time of year.
Okay, Susan, I know when we get introspective, we speak a little quieter, so I'm going to ask you to speak up a little louder.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you're spot on with it's unique. The experience is very unique. This morning, somebody was telling me, oh, all we do is we put up a 4-foot Christmas tree and that's it. We don't do all the other stuff. And he said, I call that Christmas glitter. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool name for that, right? All the regalia. And I said, you know, I grew up as a child of poverty, and there's one thing that I could always count on, and that was a tree and decorations, because those were just recycled from the previous year or whatever. The tree, not so much, but, you know, because Christmas, what was under the tree wasn't every year. Mm-hmm. So to me, the decorating and the environment is Christmas to me, because right. that's dependable. Whereas yet he saw that as all the frills. And I was like, wow, isn't that just so cool? And we had a really quick, beautiful conversation about honoring how different people choose to experience the holidays. And here we are talking about it in a very different way. So cool.
Absolutely. And that's a great example of what we do with our lives. Because, you know, I'm all about people and their lives. Some people are so structured and work so hard to keep those traditions alive. And it's not always possible. And then, well, because people have a tendency to be extreme, they go, oh, the holidays were perfect, or the holidays were a mess. They were a disaster because we didn't get the tree out. We didn't get the traditional kringle. We didn't get, you know, whatever it is. And that's not true. We have middle of the road. We have middle of the road to actually manage and celebrate whatever the significance of the holidays is. And honestly, this is one of the significance of the holidays for me, Maggie, because you and I have done these podcasts now for a couple years.
Yes.
Around the holidays. And well, this is kind of a tradition for me.
Well, then it's a good thing that we're starting a new show as this one wraps up, so we can continue the tradition.
Absolutely.
Because this is an important message. There is so much going on when we're running our own businesses, but it's really important for it's really important for us to find that balance, whatever it is, however it is, but strive to attain it.
Yes. And sometimes all the little details that we think are so darn important when we're creating a schedule or a plan, sometimes we just have to say, well, I guess maybe I won't be wearing my Christmas earrings because I didn't get that box down from the attic. So I'll just wear these instead. And I'll tell you, I've never been refused to enter a Christmas party, a holiday gathering because of something like that. Nobody cares. They're happy to see the human.
They're happy to be with the human. Right. Yeah. Right. Yes. So here we are looking at how to find a balance, a less stress, so we can manage. And I love the word manage. Most people don't understand what manage means, but it means control. And when you're in management, you control things. There's leadership, and I've talked about this in volume 5. Leadership is about vision and strategy, and management is about the actions. Mm-hmm. And it's the actions this time of the year that get us all screwed up. You know, people go off their health regimes. Why? Why? If it's valued, if it adds value to you, why would you do that? Instead of going off it, just stay with it and add whatever on top of it. But make the choice and prioritize what's valuable to you.
And be intentional. Because if your health regime is the most important thing to you, then you might be late for a Christmas brunch. You might be late for a party. You might order more online than go out shopping. You might add something that would be more helpful, like a professional gift buyer. Or I was driving with a friend and looking at lights, and I said, how do people have time to do all this work? And he said, oh, well, you know, there's professionals that'll do this. And looking and thinking, I would never think of hiring a professional to put on Christmas lights. I just wouldn't think of that. But
and it's a priority.
Yeah, they exist. If it's a priority and if it's an intention of yours to have a beautifully decorated home, and you don't have the time.
Well, I agree. And that's so funny that you mentioned lights, because just this weekend, we had a conversation about lights here. My husband usually does a couple of evergreens and all that. And I said, it's really simple. You don't have to be out there freezing and spend all that time.
Right.
We can get a couple more floodlights and add to the collection we have. And he's just like, really? That would be much easier. I'm like, yes, it would be. And it's okay.
Keep it simple. Because there's no reason to make ourselves crazy. There really isn't.
No.
And you know, one of the things that I'm focused on is the people part of this. Because
that's what you value, right?
Or they attempt to cancel an appointment because they're so busy. And I always ask them, I'm willing to cancel your appointment, but would coming to see me benefit and support you in creating what you need to create as opposed to what you feel obligated to create? And then they stop and think. Sometimes they still cancel, and that's about them. That's not about me. But sometimes they say, oh yeah, you know, maybe I would benefit from taking an hour to straighten my head out.
So it's not such in a holiday head, right?
Right.
And there's holiday. Greater clarity. I've been blogging about holiday head for years. It's something
I love that term.
For a decade. Let's get that right. Yeah, because we do. We get all holiday in our head and we can't see the clarity of everything else. And I truly believe that's one of the gifts through the pandemic is people had the opportunity to shift traditions because we couldn't do what we typically did.
Yes.
Which altered everything and then gave people a space, like a timeout, to think about what is it that I value? What is significant to me? Because I'm hearing a lot of people say that they're not doing what they used to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. Are you hearing that?
Oh, absolutely. And I just had a thought as you were saying that. When do we make a necessary shift because of what's going on externally? It feels good. And then we say, we should do that all the time. And it becomes a tradition. I often tell the story of how having a chili Christmas dinner became a tradition for me growing up because my father was a part-time policeman in the small town I grew up in. And there was one day when he came home and he had a bowl of chili. And then he was called out and he never got back home again for our traditional Christmas Eve dinner while he was working. And so he said, oh, I was fine. I had that bowl of chili. And we all had chili and we were thinking, we don't need this big, huge, crazy meal. We can just keep it simple, make a bowl of chili, have some little extra stuff around. And that became a tradition. And so much of that has happened since COVID, and we don't really think about it, but there's just a natural shift that occurs. And then we use that shift in order to create what's really important to us in the first place. So I'm going to suggest to you that the people who prioritize big fancy meals and big elaborate traditions, they're always going to do that no matter what's going on, because that's your intention and that's what's important to them. Whereas there are some of us who just put one big wreath on the house and that's it, I'm done. A couple candles in the window that are, you know, dusk to dawn sensitive. I'm done. It's simple. I'm not going to create all sorts of floodlights and lights and hire a cherry picker to get the lights in the top of the trees. And I think it's beautiful. I'd love to have that if I could just snap my fingers and make it happen. I can't. It's not going to.
So this is the time of the year where we get to honor our truth of our values.
Yes.
And that's what makes it so significant. Whether it's, like you said earlier, some business owners are rocking it because this is their high season. Others are winding down. you know, we experience that in the summer. Some people it's their high season, others it's not. They wind down. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. And that's what matters.
And just, that's a whole other podcast. Having the perspective of right and wrong. I was just sitting with a group of people and we were having a conversation about how are you winding down for the year? And some people were, oh, I'm not. And other people were, I was done a week or two ago. I plan that every year. And we were all over the place. And those of us that gleaned a new idea or a new concept to employ in our own lives, that was a pretty exciting conversation for those who had what they intended to and are going to do it again over and over until something new comes along. They turn into teachers for others of us. So,
right.
Yeah, we're all over and we need to honor that. And we're right back to the significance, because your significance piece of the holidays might not necessarily be mine. You know, I have not celebrated Christmas on the traditional Christmas, December 24th and 25th holidays. I don't remember when. I don't remember the last time I celebrated on those specific days, because that's not what my family does. We just don't do that. We haven't in a long time.
Well, being a military family, that's common, right? The whole sector, or anyone who's in service, you know, first responders, all of that, you don't go with what's on the calendar. You go with when there's the gathering that fits the spirit of whatever the gathering is. And, you know, people are astonished. It's like, no, this is just how it is. And I think it simplifies things, quite honestly.
Oh, it does. And I always believe that it's important to accept the holidays according to me and according to others. You know, I think about my own bias, even in doing this podcast, and I talk about Christmas, and there's so much more to be celebrating this time of year.
Right. Right. That's why my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
That's a whole other podcast.
Oh, there you go again. Okay. Well, you know, not on this format as we're wrapping up in the next month, but
just keeping it real, my friend.
Yes, you are. There's the truth. Susan, I know that we could keep going on this. Is there anything that you would like to leave us with? A parting thought?
Well, given that this is a part of the significance of the holidays to me, to actually spend this time with you and do this podcast and reach out to everyone, all our listeners, and wish them a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, however you experience this time of year. I'm always grateful to be with you and spend a little time talking about things of importance, you know, those fresh perspectives.
Right, right.
For everyone, including you and I.
I'm keeping it real.
Thank you.
Thank you. You always keep us right in cue with the reality of things and help us reframe that. So that would explain why you're so awesome at helping your clients transform their world.
Thank you.
Now, yeah, thank you. And may you enjoy whatever it is you choose to enjoy during this season.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you. Can you believe this is your last episode on our podcast?
No. No,
and it is.
Clearly, I'm in denial.
Oh, there you are. You're getting all psyche on us.
Oh, that's just one of the things I do.
That's right. And you do it so well.
It's been an amazing experience, this whole process and what you've created. And on behalf of all the other authors and the listeners, I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you. And you're welcome. I appreciate the authoring team. stepping up and really serving the small business sector. So it's been a real honor to create such impact in the sector, because it clearly is underserved. So hopefully we've made that difference that we continue to hear we have. And I guess I should do our wrap up, Susan, because our time is here.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. So listeners, this is how you can learn more and engage with multi-time number one best-selling and number one international best-selling author Susan White. Start by reading her chapter in volume one. It's about hope, and that's in the beautiful sapphire covered book. And then you could move on to volume two, or just pick up volume two if you're curious about the willingness to succeed. And as I've always shared, that our books all have the same title, Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. The difference in the volumes is the color of the cover. So in volume two, Susan writes about the willingness to succeed, and that's the enchanting emerald covered book. And then in volume five, Susan wrote about the authenticity in relationships, and that's the vibrant turquoise colored book. Susan, you've just been a rock star. You bring so many fresh perspectives forward for business owners. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I enjoy sharing, because I just, the world is rich. I'd like to contribute to it being richer.
There we are. And listeners, here's something else that's really cool. Right now you can see everything about the book series, how to get a hold of them, and Susan White by going to the books app, Brilliant Biz Book. Go to your app store, download Brilliant Biz Book. And once you do, go ahead and check out a few things. We have a really cool small business community page there, sort of like a social media feed. And we have all sorts of stuff about all the books and our authoring team. And we have every single episode of our podcast right there listed for you to check out. So that's a pretty cool feature. And then perhaps one of my favorite features is click on an ask expert. Whoops, I almost said that twice. Ask an expert and you'll see Susan White's name. Now we have two Susans. They're both friends, but we're talking about Susan White right now. And once you click on her name, it'll pop open like an email, and we all know what that looks like. Type in your questions, your comments to Susan. She'll get an email and she'll respond back to you in an email to answer your questions. Pretty cool bonus, isn't that?
Absolutely. And I have had people reach out that way, and it's always exciting to get an email from a listener and a reader.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm sure you help them clarify something, because that's what you do. Oh my gosh. Susan, I want to thank you for your time and your wisdom sharing today.
You're very welcome. And thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, this is just such a weird moment to know that this is our last episode on this little gig that we've had going on for over 5 years.
It is. And I'm glad to be with you. And I think that we really need to embrace this moment. And without launching off into significance again, sometimes we have weird moments and we just need to simply embrace them and savor the moment and acknowledge that that's what it was and that's what it is. And then take a look into the future for what's coming.
Well, there it is. That's how she does her magic, folks. Just like that. So again, thank you, Susan. And listeners, we appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs Business Podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business. Shine brightly until next week.